Okay, it's the grand finale, the final segment, the Gunsmith Show. John and Jacob back talking guns with you here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. This segment is brought to you by our good friends at Williams Gun Sight Company. They've been selling guns for a long time, John.
99 years. Isn't that 99. Amazing?
That's a long time.
That's a, you know.
They've been selling guns for longer than most of the gun companies they have in that showroom have even been open.
No kidding. That's very true. That's very, very true.
So think about now, it like that. That would be like a Ford dealer being open since the first year of Ford opened.
Oh, could you imagine? There's probably a couple of those down in Metro
might
Detroit.
Yeah, it might be.
Maybe not.
Not anymore.
Probably not anymore. That's right.
But anyways.
But any, yeah, exactly. Stands, it's like it's like Applegate, you know. Yeah. Been around since, you know, Applegate Chevrolet was, you know, it used to be a different name, but it was, you know.
It's always been there since Chevy was made in
our
Flint.
Dan's family was the one that ran. His grandfather used to own it. But anyways, Williams Gun Sight on the range since 1926. And it is 2025, folks. Today it is here. We're already to August 26th. Isn't it? Or August. I'm sorry. April 26th. I was close. Started with an A. But anyways, April 26th. The year is just flying by, and I actually have a niece's birthday today, so it's always good to see these days pop up, although I feel a lot older. She was born in 1975, so she's getting up there too. So Williams Gun Sight on the range. You can go there 7 days a week. They're open 10 to 6. The indoor ranges and the outdoor ranges are open right now. If it rains real hard, sometimes you have to close the outside range because it just gets too muddy. But it is quite a range. Steel targets, 100-yard targets, pistol ranges, shotgun ranges, then indoors. The indoor range is top-notch. And a 25,000-square-foot gun showroom, which just makes it out of this world. You can call them at 810-653-2131 or just simply stop by 3389 Lapeer Road in...
Davison,
Lapeer Michigan.
Lapeer and?
Irish
Road.
Yep, right and there. In the southwest, no, northwest corner of the intersection behind Dairy Queen. If you roll your windows down and listen, and it's after 10 o'clock in the morning, you'll hear the gunfire. Don't be alarmed. It's Williams Gun Sight Company. And tell them you heard about them on the Gunsmith Show. When you stop in, a great sales staff and an outstanding collection of new, used. You can get your hunting licenses there. You can get safes. It's kind of like my playhouse. My wife's like, how many hours were you there this week? It's like, honey, that doesn't matter how many hours I was there. It was important time. And I don't spend money every time I go there other than gas money. Sometimes I don't buy anything. I just go there for knowledge so that we have more
You're
to talk about on the show.
They don't have a coffee pot there. You'd be there forever.
No kidding. I told them to start selling donuts and coffee. They'd make a ton of money. But they make it, you know, they do all right anyway. But I'm thankful they sponsor the show, and they sponsor our foundation as well, TommysHeart.org.
They do.
So go to WilliamsGunSight.com, and you can shop online, check out all their new sight options, because they became famous by making outstanding scopes and sights for guns, peep sights back in the day, and they still make them.
They still make them. They're in the same building.
They make the, what is it called, the Western Hunter for muzzleloaders, because some states do not allow you to put a scope on a muzzleloader gun for hunting because they're rustic only. So they make a special sight that makes it very easy to find your target with it with a heavy crosshair. It almost looks like you're looking through a scope, but it's just a crosshair that you look through when you're hunting. So very, very smart sights. But the new LRS system, check it out. You'll be glad you did. So All we right. always talk about new guns from there.
Used guns.
Used guns. They sell thousands of new guns. And they've got all the newest, best stuff on the market in stock. But in the used guns, we always pick out 5 used guns. Jake and I have always done this for 12, 13, 14 years on the radio. And they never let us down. They've always got a great selection of used guns. And they still got a bunch of them on sale right now.
Well, it's always, and I try to either go through and pick common things, themed things, or just stuff that's like, these are interesting guns.
Oh yeah, I always call them guns John wouldn't kick out of bed. You know? But these are interesting guns that you have an interest in every one of them. So I think it's good that you brought
them
up.
I found 5 interesting guns that I thought would be drawing to the readers, the listeners' attention.
This is a maybe a dyslexic put together.
Dyslexic's not the word. Autistic, probably more.
No, it's what do you call it? It's kind of an all encompassing list.
Yeah, there you go. So number one.
This is a cool gun.
The iron. Yeah, so this is a Marlin, model 70. It's called the model 70 PSS. This is the Papoose. These were in the 90s and early 2000s. These are semi-automatic, magazine-fed 22 long rifles, 16 and a half inch barreled, but they're takedowns. The barrel threads off. It has a little handy zippered case. It says Marlin Papoose on the side.
Yeah, it was a big Christmas item back in the day, man. When these first came out, that is so cool.
Two magazines, a Tasco 4 power scope, and it's in stainless steel. You can essentially leave this in a backpack from hiking and not worry about it. It's stainless steel.
Take it with you if you need to shoot a squirrel or a snake or something. You could whip it out, put it together in a minute, and away
zipper
you go.
Case, two mags, Tasco 4 power scope, $424.95. Now, for that price, can you get other 22s? Absolutely, but not for the nostalgia and the cool factor.
Yeah, it's a good Marlin. They're good little guns.
This is old Marlin, Connecticut Marlin.
Yeah, and it's got it's magazine fed, so it's very easy to load and
doesn't
unload.
Doesn't have the tube like the Model 60s.
And
the Model 70s were magazine fed.
Can't shoot without the barrel on it or anything like that. So it's very, very simple to put together. And it's a little different. It's not one that I would probably go to the range and shoot 500 rounds through.
No, but I would have no problem carrying it through the woods squirrel hunting.
Oh, no, it'd be a fun, lightweight gun for squirrel hunting. Very light. You know? But a good gun, it'd even be a good gun to keep in a boat.
Yep.
You know?
Number two for you.
All right. It's a Kimber K6S. Now, Kimber has come out with some really good revolvers. And this one happens to be in 357 Magnum, adjustable sights with a 4-inch barrel. This is a good-looking gun.
Four-inch barrel, 357 Magnum is a handy.
It is a good size.
Size.
This thing has three sets of grips with it. It's got the zippered case and the box from Kimber, and they got it right about $1,000.
Yep.
Okay. So you make your deal. You might want to trade in your old Colt.
It is stainless.
Yeah. The Kimbers are stainless. They are beautiful guns, and very well made. The actions are smooth as silk. I got a friend that just got one in a snub nose. And she says, you got to try this action. And I cocked it and pulled it with the trigger. I was very impressed.
Well, nice.
I said, I can understand why you spent $1,000 on this gun. It is very, very smooth. It's nice. Is the Smith & Wesson better? I don't know. But the Kimber's a beautiful gun.
If you're a fan of your Kimber 1911s and you like them, why not get a revolver the same brand?
And you're supporting a good American-made company. So I like them a lot. Yep. So the KS6 Target, 4-inch 357 Magnum, you can check it right on online today. And if they still have it this morning, I hope they do. And next one, Jake, this one's right up your alley.
Yeah, this is the Browning Satori, the name that really doesn't need any introduction. Browning's over and under.
Premier over and under.
Premier, you know, and they
and
have
you love your
levels.
Brownings. You do. You've always loved your Brownings.
I do like the Brownings.
I was just talking the other day how my arthritis caused me to drop one of your Brownings, and you about cried when I dropped it. And luckily, it just put a little break in the buttstock.
Just a little snap and a break.
I will fix it.
That's okay. Now they don't make.
That's what he was imagining doing to my neck. Right
they don't
after
make
I dropped
those anymore,
it.
But that's okay. So
good thing he loves his dad.
Wasn't the BAR, so I'm happy.
Yeah, no
so,
kidding.
this is a Browning Satori Hunter in 12 gauge, over and under shotgun, 28 inch barrels. Mm. This is, you know, really, again, needs no introduction.
Is this the Hunter? Is it a matte finish?
The receiver is a matte finish.
Okay.
A little gold inscription on the side that says Hunter, so you don't forget.
Yeah.
Now, who knows? Maybe the person's name was Hunter and it was on there. Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
But if your name is Hunter and
you're
listening.
You got it.
This
if I had a son named Hunter, I would buy all the Hunters.
Literally, your name is on this
Thank God there's not a gun out there that's very expensive. It's called the Jake, you know?
Well, not yet.
Okay.
So this one, what they've got it listed at now is $1,725. So
and that's the online price. If you go to the store, it might be a little different.
Might be a little different. Yep. But, you know, think about, you're saying, I want a shotgun that'll last me the rest of my life.
Yeah, a Browning Satori is the way to
Satori's
go.
Way to
a
go.
Satori or a 725.
Which is just like a step above.
A step above, yeah.
But,
yep.
All right. Yeah. Right. You want to do
the
four?
All right, the Winchester Model 94. Now, Winchester Model 94 is, of course, our, you know, just iconic guns here in America. This one's in 32 Special, which was kind of like Winchester's answer to Big Medicine before they came out with the 375 and all that kind of stuff. Before
just
Marlin,
a bigger than a 3030.
Before Marlin came out with a
444.
And here's the thing: right after World War II, all the these we brought in all these 8mm Mausers in America, and everybody liked that caliber. Well, the 32 Special is basically an 8mm 30-30.
It's an 8mm bullet. A 32, same with, you know, we talked about the previous section, the 32 H&R Magnums.
Yep.
Still an 8mm bullet.
Yep. It's not a 9mm, it's an 8mm. Well, the Winchester 94 and 32 Special, original 20-inch barrel, and this thing's in pretty nice shape. They are collector's
for
items.
For an old lever action.
For an old lever action, it's a beauty. And if you if it's got the nostalgia and you like it and you want it, snatch it up. It's going to be right around $600, so not a bad price at all. With the way lever action guns are going right now, a lot of them go for way over $1,000. This is a good price, and lever action guns are making an amazing comeback. The amount of lever action tactical rifles I'm seeing now, you know, there for a while we were worried that they were going to take away all the semi-autos, so people were putting their money into tactical lever actions.
Yep.
And there's nothing wrong with that. They are still a hot commodity. Matter of fact, one of the big companies we see all the time, I think it's TriStar, just came out with a lever-action shotgun.
Yep.
And it looks like a Savage. I thought it was something from Savage.
I mean, Henry's now making lever-action, like, 223s.
Yep.
Palmetto State Armory's making lever-action rifles now, too.
Yep.
So
yep,
a lot of people
sure
making
are.
Them.
And the 9mm ones are $2,000, man, for the nice ones. So the last one, tell me about it, Jake.
Well, this is the Taurus Raging Hunter, a big revolver,
and it and also works good as a hammer for most size nails,
or a boat anchor.
A boat anchor.
It is 44 Magnum revolver.
It is a beast.
7-inch ported barrel. This is all matte black. The giant big Taurus rubber grips.
It's a good looking gun.
If it was in red, it would look like Hellboy's gun.
Yeah,
I've always said that about these guns. If they had them in red, they can market them as Hellboy's revolver.
Yeah.
Now,
gotta rubber, eat a big bowl of spaghetti when you.
Yeah. Rubber grips, $739.
And that is, and that's again the online price. You'll be glad to get a Raging Hunter. They are tough guns. And with Taurus, the nice thing about Taurus, guaranteed for life. No questions asked. Yep. You send it back to the factory if there's problems with it. So I like mine, you'll like yours. Now remember, buy, sell, trade, whatever you want to do, go to Williams Gun Site, check it out. And when you're on your way out on the 10th to go to Williams, you can swing all the way out to Attica if you want and go see us at the gun show out there at the Lapeer Sportsman's Club. We'll be glad to shake hands and meet and greet you out there, too.
There
That'll be a lot of fun. You can go to our website and check it all out, thegss.com, and you can stream it on US 103. And I can't ask for more than that.
That's
Thanks for listening. And shoot me an email. shooter@thegss.com. Thanks, everybody. Have a great weekend. Dano?
We'll come back and do it again next week right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock.